Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Pearsons. And we are here with a very distinguished group of people today. Who do we have here?
We have Kenneth Copeland Bible College in the room today.
I'm telling you, if you can't preach in here, go home.
Just go home. And we also have with us today our KCBC students in Canada.
Canada.
So, hey, Canada.
Well, once again, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you so much for allowing us to do these broadcasts. It really is a tremendous honor. And we honor you. We honor Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the work that they have done over 57 years now in perpetuating the heritage of faith. And they are still going on, still preaching, and still determining to give the Word of God to people.
You know, people say to me quite often, now, how old is your dad? And it's, they can't quite wrap their head around the energy and the desire and the passion that he has for what he does. And you know what his, what's kept him where he's at and keeps him going with that, George, is having a real determined, distinguished set of core values.
Absolutely.
Core values that have guided him really since the very, very beginning.
Of
the ministry over 57 years ago.
You know, it's interesting. You and I have been listening to a lot of his messages from years ago.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun.
30, 40, 50 years ago. And you hear it. You hear it in all of those messages, especially the beginning years of the ministry. Those core values are so solid on the inside of
it. That's
them.
Why, you know, I'm very excited about what we've started putting together. KCM.org/core. You can go there and there's a, that will take you to the resources that we have for specific products for each one of these core values. And in a lot of that, we have some of those messages that go way back. I still can hardly get enough of them, listening to them over and over. I'm on right now, I'm listening again to The Authority of the Believer, but some of my favorite, the integrity of the word and faith, how it works, and prayer and fasting. Just, it's amazing what was coming out even then. And maybe I like those because I remember them when they first
came out.
But I would encourage you to go get a taste of that as well. It'll be a delightful to you, but it'll also build your faith. And you can see where so many of the things that Brother Copeland preaches now, what they are rooted in way back then.
Okay, so let's hit it. Core values. Terry, take it away.
Me, okay. Core values. So we won't go through everything we did yesterday, but just as a moment of reminder, what is a core value? It's what we hold most dear.
Yes.
From the inside out. These values become an internal compass, what they guide all of our decisions. They will direct your actions even without you thinking about it. So these aren't things that we've just memorized in our heads. There are things that we've thought about that have dropped down on the inside of us and become intrinsic to us. And because of that, we reproduce them in our lives. And we will produce the result. We're designed this way by God. We will produce the result of those things that we have on the inside. We'll reproduce them in our life, whether we intend to or not, and for better or for worse. And sometimes those things come out worse. And that's why these core values that we're talking about, you can use these to override anything that you've already built up in your life that needs an adjustment that's not in line with one of these.
Right.
So we know from Romans 10:10 that believing is with the heart. Believing is not something you just do in your head. Now, you can start with a decision in your mind, but it's got to drop down into your heart to become a core driving factor. And so when we live by these factors, these core values that we're talking about, it will reproduce heaven in your life. Now, isn't that better?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to go through the core values. Let me read this scripture, though, really quick. 112th Psalm. This is a picture of someone whose core values and core beliefs are rock solid. Surely, verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. That is a person whose core values are at the core of their very heart. And these are our core values. We put the Word of God first place. We live by faith. We walk in love. We're led by the Holy Spirit. We pray about everything. We protect the anointing. And we honor God.
We can have these core values so ingrained, so intrinsic. I really like that word.
Intrinsic.
Into our lives, integrated in our thoughts, our behaviors, our actions, that no matter the pressure that's around us, that's in the world, it can't move us off of them. We're not budging. And when we have these kind of core values, these specific ones in the core, and it's what we're living by, then we have God at work on our behalf. Okay? So what is this? Let's start now with this first core value. We put the Word of God first place.
Praise
well, first
God.
Of all, let's break it down a little bit. What word? Whose word? Whose word is it?
God's word.
Thank you, students. So think about that. It's God's word. But don't think about God's word in light of how casual you may treat your word or somebody else's word. In fact, our word should reflect and we should be more about our word the way God is about His. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God and His Word are one and the same. God and His Word are one and the same. Now, seems like you have to think about that a little bit, what all it means. It shouldn't, because you should be one with your word. Your word should be exactly what you mean, and it should mean exactly, you know, what you say. It should all line up and be exactly the same, that if I've heard your word, then I've heard you.
Yep. Hebrews 4:12-13. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. This verse calls the word Him. Him. Think about that.
The word is Him.
Yeah.
The very word itself calls itself Him. Naked before His sight. Open the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. And yet He's talking about the Word. That's an amazing thing to me. So in Hebrews 1:3, He is upholding all things by the Word of His power. Notice He didn't say by the power of His Word. You could say, well, they're interchangeable, but let me put it to you this way. It's not the power that delivers the word. It's the word that delivers
the power.
When you start seeking power without the word, you're going to fall short. And you might wind up with something that's not in line with His word at all. But when you seek the word with the understanding that power is in that word, and you seek His word, then the power's there. The power's inherent to the word. Not the word inherent to power. The power is inherent in the Word. Okay? So, the Word, see, Pastor just read that scripture, the Word is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow. So, let's look at this now. You are a spirit. Now, I know you KCBC students, you've already heard that and learned that, right? You are a spirit. Every person is a spirit. Not just Christians, not just those born again. Every person created in the image of God is a spirit. You have a soul. They're not the same. Both are part of the hidden man of the heart. Okay, Peter refers to the hidden man of the heart. So soul and spirit, and they are forever united, but they're not the same. Because this says that the Bible, the Word of God, can divide between the two. It takes the Word to know the difference. And the Word inherently knows the difference. It knows how to speak to your spirit and speak to your soul. So you are a spirit with a soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. Okay? But you live in a body. You live in this natural body. And it takes the word of God to get in between those and to minister to each one. And because the word of God is God, just one word being spoken will minister to each and every part all at the same time. But only God can do that, right?
Yep.
It discerns, Hebrews 4:12, it discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. What does that mean? Well, it will speak to you basis on the thought and the intention that you have today. That's why you can hear the same message tomorrow and it'll say something fresh to you.
Sure.
Why is that? Because your thoughts have changed. What you're thinking about, the way you're thinking about, priorities. And the word will speak to you in line with the very moment.
Right.
God is always right now. And his word is always right now. Don't think of it as a 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 year old book. It's not. It's now.
Yeah.
Why is it now? Because God is now. Okay?
That's right. I want to answer a question for you. How reliable is the word? Well, think about this. The second series that I ever listened to of Brother Copeland's was called The Integrity of the Word. You think about the integrity in this building. We're all sitting here together, and we know that this building will not collapse on us. We just know it. We know that the building was built correctly. The integrity of the building stands. Well, you think about the Word of God, the integrity of the Word stands. And just listen to these scriptures. Matthew 24:35, His Word shall not pass away. Isaiah 48, the Word of our God shall stand forever. Proverbs 30:5, every word of God stands true. John 17:17, the word is truth, and the truth makes us free. 1 Peter 1:23, the word is incorruptible. It won't bend, it'll not break under pressure, it will absolutely stand the test. And Psalm 119:130, the entrance of his word brings and gives us light, gives us wisdom, gives us direction, gives us clarity. So the Word of God is reliable and you can stand on it.
Brother Copeland always said, don't put pressure on people and don't put pressure on yourself. Put pressure on the Word.
Put pressure on the Word.
Because it won't break.
That's right.
On the Word. So what does it mean to put the Word first place? What does that mean by that? Well, is the Word first? It means proceeding in order, proceeding in time or an order of importance. So you can say it's the first thing. Well, sure, of course. First thing you might do in the morning is to have the word on your mind is the first thing. But it means more than that. I mean, having the highest and most important part. It's first. Seek the kingdom of God first. Mm-hmm. First. What does that mean? It doesn't just mean first thing and then you check the box and it's done. It means it's preeminent overall. Everything else is in comparison to that. Everything else is measured by that. It means in preference of something else. It means the highest or chief voice and before anything else in consideration.
Now, Brother Copeland's full statement, and I remember this. I remember this way back when I first started listening to him saying this, and it was really new to me, fresh to me, but exciting to me at the same time. He said, we put the Word of God first place and make it final authority in our lives. We must trust and rely on it in the way that we would the word of a doctor, a lawyer, or a highly trusted friend. This means that we go to the word first. Word first. Say word first.
Word first.
No matter what you're facing, it's word first. Say it. Word first.
Word first.
It's the first thing in our day. Right now, the Lord has instructed me in the daily Bible reading that I have. I read it out loud. I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. And that's how he told me to do it. I'm literally giving the word first place in the morning. I give it first place for the answers that we need. And there's a lot of answers that we need here in the ministry. A lot of things that are taking place. A lot of things that are going on. Outreaches that are happening. We go to the word first because the word has the answer. All else is secondary. If something opposes what the word says, then it goes. We dismiss it. We go to the word first.
We have to give it our attention. Now, this was something that was at the very, very, very beginning of ministry for my dad and Sister Copeland. So they had just moved to Tulsa. Dad's attending ORU. They had just moved in, tiny little house, and they had all the boxes stacked up and all this to do, going to school and so forth. But the Lord told Sister Copeland to read the Gospels and the Book of Acts three times in 30 days in the Amplified Bible. And she's got little kids in the house, all these boxes. How in the world is she going to have time? For those that don't know, the Amplified Bible, that's a much longer version. So she's thinking about how do you do that? But she was committed to it. She committed to put the word first place. She told my dad, might not have your shirts ironed, not sure how the meals are going to look, but I'm going to do this. And he said, well, go for it. That's all right. That's what the Lord said to do. So she started doing that. And within those 30 days, the whole house was put in order. All the boxes were done. She never missed anything in the house, never missed anything with the kids, never missed having the meals. Everything was done. And I believe she said she refinished three pieces of furniture.
That's supernatural.
That's a supernatural.
Supernatural acceleration.
But you know, when you put the word first place, it will promote you.
It will. It will.
It will promote you. It will put you first place.
You know, that notable day when Kenneth and Gloria, when Brother Copeland first discovered this and brought this to Gloria from Romans 13:8, owe no man anything but to love one another. Now, they looked at that, kind of questioned it, but then they looked it up in the Amplified translation and that sealed the deal. Keep out of debt. They got a word from God to keep out of debt.
You can't build a doctrine on a single verse. So they begin to study and to look into it. And what Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved. So they did that and found lots of verses that tell you that the best of God and his blessing comes to those that lend and not to the borrower. And so they knew that that was a word from the Lord for them.
Yeah, that was 1967. 1967, they made that quality decision that the ministry and their lives would be debt-free. They were in debt at the time. So they pressed in, they believed God. Within 12 months, they were completely out of debt. And even at the beginning of that process, they wondered, Gloria's wondering, how am I going to get a house? Brother Copeland, how are we going to get an airplane? Well, they made that decision, and we are still living off of that decision from the Word today. This ministry is completely debt-free, and we never sit in a meeting. We never sit in a meeting asking the question, should we go to the bank on this one? No! Why? Because so many years ago, they stood on the Word of God. I just give God praise for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, some people say, well, Brother Copeland preaches it's a sin to borrow money. Well, now, he didn't say that, and he'll tell you he didn't say that. He said it would be for me to borrow money at this point in my
right.
life because I've made a commitment
right.
to it. But I can tell you where the blessing is, and I can tell you where servanthood and everybody that criticized him way, way, way back then, you know, they had faced and paid millions upon millions of dollars in interest, faced pressure and so forth, lost things to the bank. And although pressure has come, when we kept this as a core value, we're going to put the word first place and put the pressure on the word.
Yeah.
Well, the word did what it was told us it would do.
Yep.
And, you know, Pastor George and I, we've had lots of opportunities in our lives.
Tremendous, yes.
You know, I remember you got a pretty serious report from the doctor some years ago.
Yep, a few years ago. And
I have to say, it was so interesting watching you through that because you just didn't respond to it in any negative way. We just did what we were trained to do.
We did what we knew to do. And that was to take the Word of God, to stand on it. In that particular instance, the Lord had a strategic plan, and he led me down that plan. It was very interesting how he led me to one message that Brother Hagin preached. And he talked, one of the things that he said in that message was, your healing is already an accomplished fact.
Yes.
When I heard that, that just went down on the inside of me, and I listened to that message over and over and over again. The Lord gave me the things to say, the things to declare. When I went back to the doctor, got the test done, you're clear.
Amen.
Clear. Clear. Somebody say clear.
Clear.
That is the word working in our lives. And I'm so grateful for it and so grateful for what this ministry has taught people for 57 years.
You know, there was a time long, long, long time ago. And I believed a lie of the devil. I believed something he spoke into my ear. And it took me down a spiraling pathway till I wound up in a place of deep depression, very deep depression. I despaired of life, ready to give up, walk away from all. And that is so not like me, but I was in such a dark, dark hole. And that had been going for quite some time. I remember laying in bed at night, crying myself to sleep. It was the pain of depression and oppression and so forth was at work. But let me tell you, in the middle of all that, with tears streaming down my face, I said, I found a scripture, did what I knew to do, in spite of how I felt, that the Lord is nigh them that are of a broken heart, and He saves them that are of a contrite spirit.
Yeah.
And I said to the Lord, in the dark and in tears, Lord, I don't feel like You're near. I don't feel like anybody's near. And the hurt is so deep and so real. But You said that You're nigh them that are of a broken heart. Lord, my heart's broken. But if You said You're near, then I believe You're near. And I'm just looking to You to do something for me and get me out of this. Well, it wasn't then, wasn't that day, wasn't the next day. But it wasn't very many days, and God moved in such an outstanding, supernatural way that I was completely delivered out from that darkness.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You,
now,
Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It was a major deliverance. But in that, I had to stand in faith, holding on to it. I had to stay in the Word and incorporating other things that we'll be talking to you about, these other core values over these next 2 weeks, talking to you about those things, because they all come together. It's not just any one thing. It's these things working together. But through all that, I held on to that and didn't let the devil steal it from me again like he tried to do.
Yep.
So this is such a great thing to look at and to think about, begin to meditate on. We want to tell you about this free product that we have, and so you'll find out more on the announcement, but our core values. And with this, you get the outlines that we're going over here with the students, but also there'll be notes where you can take, pages where you can take notes.
This would be really great for families to do together.
Yeah, to do together, absolutely. Yeah. And then get kcm.org, can you see that? kcm.org/core, kcm.org/core. And there you will also find a breakdown of each one of the core values and the supporting resources that we have. The series Pastor George mentioned, the Integrity of the Word and Faith How It Works, and these things that will build your faith, and you can start doing the very thing that we've been talking to you about and start putting it in your ears, put it in your eyes, the books, the materials, and you can do exactly what we've done and watching Brother and Sister Copeland and see how that has been productive in our life. So here's some information that'll help you know how you can get yours.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
There is so much more to being a believer than just going to heaven. What if you could live a life of intention, fulfill your God-given destiny, and see God's kingdom established here on earth? You can with Our Core Values, a book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the 7 core values that become the blueprint for the abundant life Jesus has for you. Your core beliefs are like a compass that guide every decision you make and create the culture of your life. That's why, as a ministry, KCM bases everything on these specific Bible-based core values. In fact, they're for every believer to live a life of victory. When you're rooted in values such as living by faith and walking in love, you aren't rocked by the chaos of the world. As you study the Bible, use this book and the special journal pages to take you deeper. Put God's Word first place and be a light in the darkness. Become a part of changing the culture around you through Our Core Values. Request your copy of Our Core Values, the free book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, also available as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/core or call 800-600-7395. You can also scan the QR code. Core values are the values that guide your life and help you stay the course and hold steady in the storms of life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
It went amazing. I cannot wait to be a student here at KCBC.
They almost always get a real, wow, I didn't have any idea Bible College would be like this.
Join us April 12th through 14th for Campus Days at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Meet the campus community, attend classes, and join us for our annual picnic and night of worship. Come hear the voice of God for your life and see if KCBC is your next step. April 12th through 14th. Register at kcbiblecollege.org/campusdays.
So I really encourage you to get your core values journal today and look on that website and get the other messages that you can and start working to build those core values into your spirit man. Hey, we've got something coming up that's really exciting. Yep. And I think all the students here, how many of you have ever been to KCBC Days? How many of you came? Oh, yeah, just about everybody. Kenneth Copeland Bible College Campus Days, April 12th. Through the 14th, 12th through the 14th, they have a lot of fun activities. You get to meet other students, meet the teachers, be in a class. You can even meet friends, meet all kinds of staff and church. And it's just a wonderful experience to come and be a part of. So we have a picnic, have a night of worship, and you can get just a little bit of a glimpse of yourself at KCBC. So to sign up, go to kcbiblecollege.org/campusdays. kcbiblecollege.org/campusdays, right?
That's it. Okay. Yeah, people be able to come here on the property to see what takes place. You know, you watch it on television, but then when you get here and just get in this environment, it is an environment of faith. I'll tell you what, you drive on the property and you can just sense the faith of God. just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that. Father, we pray over all of those that are watching us right now, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that as we're becoming established in you, established in your word, Father, there is nothing that can stand against us because you are for us, you are in us, you are on us, and you are working through us in ministering to others the powerful word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So tomorrow we're going to have day three as we dig further into our core values. Don't miss it. Record it. Watch it over and over. But until then, remember, God loves you.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Woo!
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.